Keep drinking.
My teeth look so white.
Because they are.
Oh, yeah. The fun just never stops. You are listening to the Vero Insider on this wonderful Wine Wednesday. Oh, I added a new W word.
Wonderful
Wine Wednesday.
Never stops.
Five W's in a row.
Like
that's
that.
So crazy. Hey, I'm Anna Valencia.
How did you even notice that?
I don't know. I'm amazing. I spelt it out in my head and then I said it. It's so crazy.
That is crazy.
I know. So I'm your hostess, Anna Valencia, hostess with the mostest, sitting beside my partner in crime, Kitty Wagner, who is breathing easy, y'all. Dancing with the Stars is over.
I am back in my flip-flops. My feet are so happy they could cry.
I don't know, girl. You rock those heels. I took the best picture of Kitty coming out of the limo onto the red carpet.
That was a good picture. Yeah, thanks for sending that to me.
And just long, luscious leg.
Yeah, it's
three
it's
L's.
Awesome.
I'm on alliteration craziness.
You need Amy Selby here. She just loves it.
I know, right? Love. Just start pinching things.
Exactly.
Speaking of pinching things, next to Kitty is Jake. Bailey.
Help. Nice segue.
Thank you. I'll be here all day. Jake Bailey is my new friend. He is a reputable realtor at the
as opposed
Dale
to a non-reputable realtor. A scallywag.
I'm doing alliteration Wednesday.
Keep
today,
going.
Kitty. Anyways, new friend. He's with the Dale Sorensen team in downtown Vero. And him and I got to chatting at the HR conference that was held at the Indian River State College last Friday. Of course, he was there for a different mission. I was pitching relocating employees. What were you doing there?
I was pitching something very similar. but I was mostly pitching the importance of employers and corporations bringing on a team of realtors to help all their employees with transactions, because as we all know, when we're handling a real estate transaction, it can be quite stressful. So why not have
Kitty and I both know this.
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so when you're working for someone, you don't want them to know that half your workday is really being spent monitoring your real estate transaction. So it can it can actually discourage efficiency for corporations. So, you know, the main ploy, the main pitch we were presenting that day was the importance of hiring a one-stop shop, one inspector, one appraiser, one realtor, a mortgage person, a lender, insurance
and
companies.
And who is that preferred mover,
one mover
on that website?
White
Brilliant.
Gloves. Right.
That's
all in
right,
one house,
Jake.
One
Good
stop
job,
shop, all baked in the cake. Save all your employees' time. Capitalize on efficiency. So that's why we were there to pitch
oh,
that.
Oh, God. Where were you 20 years ago?
Right.
When I moved down
I
here
think it was
because the Windsor Club brought me down here.
Yes.
You know, I literally had 2 weeks to move down here. I had a 95-pound black Great Dane. And I get down to Vero, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I'm like, okay, I'll find a place to rent, no problem. You know, my dog and my belongings were behind me being shipped. I had 3 days. I couldn't find a single person who would rent to me because I had a large dog.
Ah.
I ended up way out near Felsmere in a house, which was fine because the proximity to Windsor was pretty good. But
yeah, sure.
I was just horrified. I was like, holy crap.
That's
I
what used, is happening these days.
Could have used some
saying.
Help. Yeah, but that was 20 years
I
ago.
I know. That must have been sad.
Could have really used some help on the move. I would have gladly gone to you guys and said, can you guys please help me out?
I need a one-stop shop.
I know. I could have hired them before I even left Columbus and come down here and known where I was going and what was happening.
Good point. I would assume you must be doing some marketing to out-of-state people looking to relocate them.
It's actually part of Home Benefit IQ. It's the nation's largest relocation and in-house. It's basically a portfolio benefit offered to corporations.
Nice.
It's completely voluntary and it's free to the corporations, but it's the nation's largest network of
Did
this nature.
Did you say free?
It's
we
completely
like free.
Free.
We
and,
love free. That's
I
brilliant.
I do want to give kudos to Megan Roosevelt because
she is amazing.
Ahead of that.
We love Megan.
She's in charge of that and she has me I am from a little down south. I'm from St. Lucie.
Born and raised.
Yep. And as we all know, Megan is a Veroite. Right?
She is indeed.
Our proud neighbors. And Megan brought me in to help facilitate our interest down south. So that's why I was there helping her with that project. But I was glad I was there. because that's how I met Anna.
I know. Now we made new friends. Yeah. Yeah.
Megan is awesome.
Yeah, I was actually
saw her Saturday night. Her and Hugo.
Yeah, she looked gorgeous.
She did. She always looks
she's
great.
Really cool.
Yeah,
really
she's stunning.
We actually share the same office at Dale Sorensen downtown because we both are really loud and outgoing. So they decided to cancel us out and put us under the same
And they
same
put
room.
You in a room with a door.
Like, you know, she's crazy. Has she drug you into the idea that you're going to be doing triathlons with her yet or anything like that?
No, but you couldn't hit me with a tranquilizer dart.
It's so funny because you meet Megan and then she's like, oh yeah, I'll go do a try. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, she's cool.
She is fun.
And that's a soundproof room too.
Yeah, just like in here. They put a lot of padding on there.
No,
a couple
really
straight jackets.
Seriously, it has to be because she's fun.
Well, let's talk about what's in our glass because this Pouilly Foussé is a celebratory little wine. This is a nicer, high-end, very sophisticated white. It's got like
Verger Pouilly Foussé, 100% Chardonnay. From France, obviously, and just delicious.
It's like pure, like caramel in the finish. I mean, it's just, and it coats the whole palate.
It's got that little bit of that creme brulee to it, but not too much.
Oh, we're calling it creme brulee. It's favorite
light,
dessert.
Light and frisky with that nice little soft buttery finish.
I love being light and frisky.
I know you always are light and frisky.
Hey, you know, I had heard recently through the grapevine that we're going to be extending drinking by 1 hour here in Vero. What's up? How do you feel about that?
That is true. That is going to go in effect, I believe, in June.
Yep, June.
It's strictly voluntary.
It's within city limits.
Yeah, within city limits.
Breaking news, Vero Insider exclusive.
You can
what's
definitely,
up, kids?
It's up to every establishment to decide what they want to do. For myself, being on the beach and having, you know, obviously with the hotels and the destination weddings and the people coming from out of town.
Yeah.
A lot of people are coming from everywhere else in the world and Miami and Orlando and anywhere. And, you know, they're not used to having to get ready to go out and relax on vacation and be told to go to bed at 1 o'clock. So it's nice. I mean, I foresee me using it on a Friday, Saturday night because I know that we're not, you know, in the summertime especially, we're not busy enough during the week to stay open late and my crew would hate me for it. But
valid.
On the weekend, it'll be really nice when you have these wedding groups and stuff like that and they would like to
having a good time, yeah.
Yeah, they get done and they'd like to go and just kind of chill and relax and do something like that. So I really think it'll help the business community tremendously.
Well, I know one of the things that obviously, as a realtor, as a moving company, being with White Glove, we represent and really focus on the quality of life that Vero provides to people that are looking to make a change, whether they're coming from within Florida or from out of state, or even if they're going from one side of Vero to the next.
Right.
It's important to be able to deliver them an encompassing package that says, hey, this is where you can go. This is what you can do.
Exactly.
And
this is how you can give back in Indian River County.
That's right. Just saying. You can attend Kids Blast this Saturday.
I'm
May
17th. Taking Alec to that. We're going to have
it's
such
gonna
a
be
good
awesome.
Time. You're going to be there, right, with Charlie?
Yeah.
Will Mike be there with Zach, too?
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
I
think I'm
going to
see every parent in Indian River County will be there with the kids.
Probably.
Riverside, it's at Riverside Park, right?
10 to 5.
And it's Kids Blast, and it's just
hosted
a whole
by the Buggy Bunch.
Day of fun for kids.
Tons of fun.
There's
going to
be science stuff there, art stuff there, music stuff there, food. I mean, it's going to be so interactive. We don't have a major children's science museum like you have in large cities. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is going to be really cool. I'm actually looking forward to it. I was trying to find a kid that I could take so I would look legit because I was going to go anyway. I was like, well, I can ride my bike over. But if I don't have a kid,
child. Everyone's
going to be like, well, Kitty's here, but she doesn't have a kid with her. And then I was like, oh, wait, no.
Just
I do
teach
know a bunch
the kids
of,
how to pour wine.
I do know a bunch of kids I can take. That'll be so much
gotta
fun.
Start them sometime, Anna.
Yeah, that's right, Jake. It's never too early.
I want to get my face painted.
I want to be a butterfly. I want to be a butterfly.
I want to go dance on the bubble wrap dance floor.
Well, I think we all know where to have that fun at.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to say, though, I did call 3 places for a bubble machine. They do not rent bubble machines.
What is that all about?
What?
Okay, you're going to have to eBay it.
I guess so.
Somebody's got a bubble machine.
Who has a bubble machine for sale? Please call
Anna
at
White
Glove. We
need to find somebody very exuberant and fabulous who might throw.
Maybe I can borrow a clown's
drag
bubble
shows
machine.
Who might have a bubble machine we could borrow.
Because drag shows are indicative of bubbles.
Well, of course.
And they're
See, that's part of the quality of life that we're selling here, Jake. That's
Jake's
part of
like,
the
wait a
life.
Minute, the conversation
Help.
Just took a deep right.
I'm
we're like,
need glass of wine.
Help. Don't worry, we have more. It's fine, Jake.
But
it's
wait,
fine.
There's more.
Well, one of the things that we want to talk about with Jake, I was telling him how I am a contributor for Your News Weekly and how I do a networking column and how we had done the expose on party animals with a purpose, where I got to do a little highlight on the elks, the moose, and the eagles. With that, Donna, your glass, please. So with that being said,
our producer's glass is
she
empty.
She's thirsty. But with that
we
being
know better
said,
than
he
that.
Started telling me about his role in the American Legion. And did you know that there is a rivalry?
Absolutely.
Tell us more, Jake.
Okay. So I'm from Fort Pierce, raised. My family's been here for years and years and years. And I grew up playing baseball, and I was fortunate to play American Legion baseball every summer, 4 summers in
now,
a row.
Hang on a second, Jake.
Yes,
I hate
Kitty.
To interrupt, but what
interrupt.
Is the American Legion?
Great question. I'm really glad you asked.
I mean, because seriously, I'm feeling a little uneducated here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard of the Foreign Legion.
The American Legion is a large organization nationwide that's put in place for our veterans of
her.
Our Navy, our Marines,
Perfect.
Our Air
mm-hmm.
Force, okay. and our Army.
I kind of figured it was military related,
yep.
but I didn't want to say that
with
in case
Memorial
I was wrong.
Memorial fast approaching, it
yep.
was a good
okay.
tie-in.
Yep. Okay.
And
Procedure.
It keeps them together. They're able to, there's a lot of camaraderie involved. There are American Legion posts scattered all over each town up and down the Treasure Coast. They're just hard to notice. Post 39, which is Vero's main American Legion, is over off Old Dixie. People drive by it every day and not normally
it's
know it's there.
It's a polling station.
Yep.
Seriously?
I once had to go cast my
boat
there.
I had a business on Old Dixie. I never knew that was there.
Yeah. It's by the Bridge Club.
Oh, okay. Yep. I know mm-hmm. where the Bridge Club is.
There are mm-hmm. 3 or 4 American Legion's posts in Vero. There are 3 or 4 in Fort Pierce. 3 or 4 in Martin County. And one fundamental tradition that most American Legion posts throughout.
Cheap drinks. Oh,
no,
is that wrong?
Yes. Very
oh.
cheap beers. Very.
Okay.
No, I love, listen, after
That's
a hard game.
That's what I love about Party Animals with a Purpose.
Hey, after we lose to Post 39 Vero, we definitely
What's
go to the
up?
Post.
Ow!
It's not very often, though, but,
Yo,
you know.
Just saying. It's happened.
There's a rich tradition of the American Legions. They sponsor and host their own baseball team.
Okay.
And these young men are between the ages of 15 to 19. They're in high school. It's super competitive. Each team pulls all of the area high schools and places the best of the best players on one team. There's quite a bit of
nice.
Travel involved throughout the summer. We go as far north as North Carolina and South Carolina to play other American Legion posts and American Legion teams in other parts of the country.
They got good baseball in the Carolinas.
No kidding.
Yes, it's very competitive. We play anywhere between 50 and 60 games every summer.
Wow, hats off to you. And
that's
this is all volunteer.
All voluntary. I've never been paid for it. I
what
never would want to get paid
uniform,
for it.
What color is your uniform, Jake?
I'm sorry?
What color is your uniform?
Our uniforms are teal and white with black pinstripes. That is nice. The most awkward question I've ever been asked when it comes to American Legion, but I was very proud
Thank
to answer
you?
It for you. But, you know, I grew up, I had a lot of respect for my coaches growing up. My coach, when I was in high school, he was in Vietnam. He was in the Marine Corps. He was a very hard-nosed, old school, do what you say you're going to do, show up on time, yes sir, no sir. And I look back, I was fortunately able to stay out of trouble growing
Absolutely.
Up as a kid.
Absolutely.
That's not necessarily easy
that's
to
good
do.
Structure.
It's a really great example.
That is terrific.
And I appreciated
something
that.
Something to live up to, something mm-hmm. to strive for.
And obviously by men that have a world of experience that we would never know, and to bring that to the table and to train these boys
exactly.
to become good men.
To pass the guard along.
Absolutely.
Because as women, we want to train them to be good men, but we don't know, you know, it's better if there's a guy in front of that going, you
right.
can do that.
Absolutely.
Because we're like, oh, I don't know. Is that hard?
Well, see, of course, I smuggled my megaphone in for Dancing with the Stars to support Kitty screaming from up top
nice.
On the balcony. But imagine if my megaphone had like the dad or the man voice. Like that'd be really powerful. Charlie! And like put the megaphone dad
That's
voice
on. Maybe you can have that programmed.
I
have
think,
a little switch.
Hello, is that breaking? Is that breaking news? Maybe I could become like a, what is that?
Drill sergeant.
I could be something amazing. I could make millions, basically, mm-hmm. is where I'm getting at with this. But listen, there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't you go anywhere with the Beer Insider.
And this is when Anna became a life coach.
like ants, roaches, termites, and even rodents are a year-round problem in our area, and they can quickly impact the health of your family and home. Protect from these invaders with the experts at Arrow Exterminators. The pros at Arrow use the most effective and environmentally friendly solutions. Want real protection? You want the STEPS Total Protection System from Arrow. It's not just pest control. It's Arrow Exterminators Pest Control. Schedule your free whole home evaluation today. 772-562-5944 or arrowexterminators.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
I
want to be a
football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org.
Brought to you by Keep Indian River Beautiful.
Season is here. Make sure your business can stay in business should a natural disaster or other unforeseen circumstance occur. Statewide Commercial Insurance and Tommy Danaher are here to help, offering a complimentary review of your commercial insurance. Call Tom Danaher at 772-316-1121 for your free review. 772-316-1121. Make sure your business is covered. Endorsed by the Vero Insider.
I think we gave Donna too much money. She forgot to bring us back in.
She was working on it. She's tired. She had a huge weekend.
It was a huge weekend.
She had the air show, Dancing with the Stars. What else did you do, Donna? I'm sure you had like six other things.
It was a big weekend.
It's going to be an even bigger. We have Rooftop this weekend at Blue Star.
I certainly hope you got some sleep last night and went, oh, for the love of God, thank you. I was tired. She doesn't have her high heels on today. She's got some comfortable shoes on.
Actually, Sally told me the short bus was coming to get me with these shoes.
No. Those things are awesome. Those Skechers are
good
awesome.
Good thing this is radio and not TV. Just saying. All right. So let's give some quick shout outs to our sponsors that help make this show possible every week to wildly entertain all of you amazing listeners out there. Foxy Nails. We were just discussing them at the break. Of course, they do manicure, pedicure, lashes. They will be doing everything for my upcoming wedding, which is just
phenomenal.
About 2 weeks away.
Is Colin going to help you with that?
Colin went back to the Midwest. Where are they from? Kansas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
He's such a great guy.
But Brianna and her husband, Tony.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
So I just adore them. Open 7 days a week and you get wine. Yeah. I took my mom's there for Mother's Day.
You know, the
Day.
Greatest thing to do on a Sunday morning or early afternoon, if you're like, you know what? I don't want to start running around too fast here. Mm-hmm. It's Sunday, but sure would like to look pretty. Oh, let's go get some flowers at Foxy.
That's right.
Nice.
I'll get you flowers.
Sparkly flowers.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Put a diamond on it. All right. Shout out for Statewide Commercial Insurance. Of course, this is a great time of year as we come into summer. To be able to
reassess your insurance policy, make sure you're covered.
You know, you don't have all the traffic coming in and out. Now you can really make sure that your rates are competitive. Get a second pair of eyes on it, completely complimentary.
You can actually focus and read that proposal.
Right? Statewide Commercial Insurance. We adore him. And of course, Sandridge Golf Course. They are starting. We love
Bella.
Sandridge.
Yeah, I played there last week.
And you did pretty good, right? Mm-mm. You said it's a challenging course.
I didn't play well there, but I like that about that course. It's challenging.
It's hard.
It keeps you coming back out.
Absolutely.
Dunes course.
Now, of course, they have, through Bella Nagy, they have started their summer programs, and it only lasts for a couple weeks. It's like $50 to $100, depending on the age bracket that your child falls in. But if you go to theveroinsider.com and you click on our sponsors tab, it'll take you right to Sandridge's homepage, and you'll be able to find out all the details. Or if you're starting new at golf as a lady, they have the Ladies Club. In fact, we're going to be hosting an event at Blue Star pretty soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. And, of course, at Blue Star is Rooftop this Saturday from 6 to 10.
Oh, my gosh. Rooftop is going to be so crazy. Here's what everybody needs to know is that Wiley Nash Band, which put themselves together and started playing at the Blue Star Wine Bar because they were never together, and I was the first place they played. Lily LeVon was the lead singer, and she is absolutely phenomenally, ridiculously talented.
She's so talented.
She has since left the band because they were doing a lot of gigs here and north, and she lives down in Stewart, but she has put together a new band. And so I called her and I said, please, I want to hear your new band. She's going to be playing our rooftop this on Saturday.
Epic.
From 6 to 8. She is incredible.
That's
6 to 10.
That's a great place for unveiling.
She is incredible. Incredible.
So talented. So yep. That's, of course, a
and
free show. All we ask
really
is that you drink.
And she's got some really great talent playing with her. Dave Scott, who also plays with Mojo Sandwich, and the original Wiley Nash is playing with her. So Dave will be there.
Dave. Lily with the hot
Dave.
Guitar,
yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Sweet.
He's one of the best guitar players I've ever seen. And she's got this great band. And so they're debuting at Blue Star. It's going to be awesome.
That is going to be awesome. And of course,
Lily doesn't just sing a song. She takes it. She interprets it. Chains it. She owns it. It's all hers. And she is she's an amazing show person.
She really is. She's very talented. And of course, when I was in Blue Star this past weekend, a quick shout out, of course, to our Special Equestrians Derby Party. We raised $1,000 for Special Equestrians.
Absolutely.
Of the Treasure
phenomenal.
Coast. Great event. Great exposure for those that didn't see our little write-up in 32963.
What's
thank
more fun
you.
Than a hat
awesome.
Contest? Seriously.
Hello.
There were a lot of guys who entered the hat contest this
they
year,
did.
Too.
They
I was
were
excited.
Little troopers. It was a lot of fun. Let's
really
talk about
cool
all the recycling
hats.
You did. Whoa, dang. Thanks for public services.
Yeah, no worries. Ashima did a great job. She brought me my really pretty big blue bins, and we've been filling
like
them
the
up.
The perfect blue for Blue Star.
I mean,
they match
we
perfectly.
Need more. We've been filling them up. I'm so glad that all that isn't going to
we
the
know
landfill.
People.
I had no idea that we threw out that much bulk. Because we are recycling
are
the bottles.
Are you guys recyclers over there at Dale Sorensen?
The kitchen stuff.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure we all know how much Dale Sorensen gives back to the community.
Very
as well.
Much so.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my, him and Matilda are just phenomenally
wonderful
incredible people.
To work people. For. Yep.
Now, you guys have a couple different offices
yep.
as Dale Sorensen.
Correct. Yeah, we cover everywhere.
They have one
from,
right next to me.
Yeah,
yep.
right?
Yeah.
We are where you are, right?
Yeah.
We
oh,
cover.
I see Matilda.
Oh, that's
every
clever
morning.
Play on
she's
words,
great.
Jake.
Thank you. Hey.
You like that, Jake.
I have my moments, Anna. It's the wine, though. It's the wine. But we cover everywhere from Brevard all the way down to South St. Lucie County.
Nice.
With five offices encompassing that territory or that market. Actually, I want to correct myself. Four offices encompassing that territory.
Very yeah. nice. So, and you're at the one downtown, which is their
yes.
newest office.
Exactly.
And it's beautiful. The mm-hmm. renovations in there are stunning.
Yeah, it's a wonderful
and
place.
Getting back quickly to the American Legion
yes.
baseball that you had touched on, which is going to go all summer long.
Yep.
The tournaments happen there at the end of summer.
Yep.
Our sister company to White Glove Moving is Pac-Mail Beachside. And because we had collaboratively raised more cell phones than any other pack mail in the country out of 200 plus. Cell phones for soldiers has given
which is
us
amazing because those are a lot bigger markets. But you
I know,
know.
It's about the loyalty of the yeah, customer
it's
base.
About
and
local.
Our community is so amazing. When we ask for help for something, people give, and that's what's so amazing about it. But with that being said, for every package that is sent out to an APO address, we put in a 1 hour free calling card to that soldier who is receiving that
beautiful.
Package. So that's so great to know as we're coming into the summer months and more care packages are being put together and more camps are doing things to send out packages to our soldiers. It's important to know that it's absolutely no additional cost. It all costs the same. An APO costs the same no matter where you ship it from. But they'll get a 1 hour free calling
now,
card when you
I
ship from Pac-Mail Beachside.
I have a real quick question for Jake.
Sure.
Yes, Kitty.
With the, it's not the French Foreign Legion, it's the American Legion.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, baseball. Where do we go to make a donation or to help out?
Or to watch a game?
I would go to one of the local posts, but they're scattered throughout Indian River and St. Lucie County. And I represent Post 358 up in Fort Pierce.
Where is that one at?
That is on Oleander Road, just north of Midway Road up in Fort Pierce in White City.
Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. But we start next week. We have our kickoff meeting tonight. And we should be playing Post 39 here in a few weeks to kick it off.
And where do they take place at?
Well, we have four games this summer at Vero Beach High School.
Nice.
Where we play.
Yeah, nice.
And then Lawnwood Stadium up in Fort Pierce is our home field. So there's about eight games every summer between us and Post 39. A lot of camaraderie. A lot of people love coming out. And it's nice to see the veterans come out and show up and support us. They
absolutely.
Wear all their gear. They wear their hats. There's a color guard. It's a very big deal. And that's part of what I love about doing what I do in real estate as well is some really good loan products out there for veterans as well with the VA, and a lot of veterans don't
know
that.
You know, we got to support our vets, that's for sure.
Yeah, we really do, and we owe it to them, and, you know, I'm really appreciative
Speaking
of that.
Speaking of some, well, maybe not vets, but men in uniform, the Blue Angels were there at Blue Star this past weekend.
Oh, my gosh, how crazy
was that?
They
created quite the hysteria.
They did.
The ladies were big fans.
Thursday night, we had two in scouting the place out. Friday night, there were, you know, there were excess of 30 to 40 all the
Delicious
Blue Angels
men
were there.
In uniform. We love it.
The future candidates. It was really fun.
Visit the beerinsider.com. We'll see you next Wine Wednesday.
We are. You can call me Caesar in a dark Caesar.